On New Year's Eve, as always, hundreds of thousands of people will crowd into Times Square to count down to the new year as they watch the glittering 6-ton ball drop. In Eastover, North Carolina, for the first time this year, they'll be dropping a flea mascot created over the last few weeks by Eastover's Mayor Charles McLaurin. And Mayor McLaurin, I've been looking at a picture of you from the local paper there holding this flea. It's an impressive piece of work, I have to say.
Thank you very much.
How'd you make it?
Well, it's a combination of plywood and foam, that spray foam, wire, and had a little bit of help from a lady that did some sewing for me. She wrapped it with some fabric she had, latex paint, and plywood legs.
And how big would you say that flea is?
It's probably about 30 pounds, about 3 foot long.
Now, why a flea? Why is Eastover, North Carolina dropping a flea?
Kind of goes back to the mid-1800s when a lot of the buildings, particularly churches, were a center of activity for the community that were not underpinned, and animals consequently would get up under the church or whatever, and the church became infested with fleas, and this is a fairly sandy area, so it became known as Flea Hill.
Flea Hill.
Flea Hill. As the story goes, that church services got kind of bad because people were just itched constantly. A band of gypsies came through, though, and set up a tent on the church grounds, and they had a solution. They put black walnut leaves in the tent, and it got rid of the fleas. So the church members did the same thing, so that rid of the church of the fleas. But the name carried on today, and it's still called the Flea Hill Drainage District, and wanted to do something a little different and have something kind of comical, so we came up with, we're going to drop the flea on Flea Hill.
And how are you going to drop it?
We're going to put it on a pole and bring it down like 10, 9, 8, 7, 6 and spotlight it. And it's going to work out pretty good, we think. We just wanted to come up with something a little quirky, and we came up with the flea.
Does the flea have a name?
Not yet. We're going to have a contest that night to pick a name for him, and that's what we're going to carry forward into the future.
Huh. Well, do you have a name in mind, Mayor McLaurin?
Well, we've had some. It might not sound real good, but one of them was Flea Bitus.
Flea Bitus, I see.
We've had more of them. One was Felix the Flea, Touche, Duncan, which is an old name that comes from Scotland. Quite a few people have a heritage with that name, but those are a few that have been flown out. Flea Flicker, I think we've heard that. That's a football term.
Well, how many people do you figure are going to come out on New Year's Eve to watch you drop the inaugural flea?
Well, this thing is mushroomed far beyond what we expected, and we're population out here of about 4,000 people. Our town is. It's a fairly newly incorporated town. We incorporated in 2007, so we're one of the newer towns in North Carolina. We probably have 1,000 or so.
That's a lot. That's great.
That cold night and that late at night.
Are you pretty fond of this flea now that you've made him?
Well, probably the people around me are more fond of him than me since I could have done better if I'd had more time, but it's one of them things, you're on a time schedule, so you push it as far as you can. But it's going to work out real good, I think.
That's Charles McLaurin, the mayor of Eastover, North Carolina, where, Robert, as we heard, they will be dropping a 30-pound New Year's Eve flea this year.
In Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin, we've learned they'll be dropping a 25-pound frozen carp named, perhaps ironically, Lucky.
In Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, appropriately enough, they're going to be dropping a big illuminated wrench.
In fact, all kinds of interesting stuff drops in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
A bologna in Lebanon, a marshmallow peep in Bethlehem, and a pickle in Dillsburg.
And not to be outdone is Key West, Florida, where depending on where you go, you can watch a giant conch shell being dropped, or a pirate wench, or a drag queen in a red high heel.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.